Hello and welcome to Healing From Within. I am your host, Cheryl Glick, author of The Living Spirit, which shares stories of spiritual awakenings, spiritual communication, healing energies, miracles, and ways to learn to use your intuition to find your true self so you may manifest a life of joy, positivity, and purpose. I welcome today Tom Palladino, who was brought to my attention by Reverend Dorothy Schaefer, who praises his efforts to help her and her grandchildren to heal or get well from their challenging health issues. Tom Palladino is a Scalar Energy researcher and has 25 years plus experience helping people with pathogenic infection. Hello, Tom, and thank you for joining us.
It's great to be here. Thanks for the invitation, Cheryl.
Oh, you're welcome. Tom, as listeners of Healing From Within know, my guests and I share our personal experiences dealing with metaphysical approaches to understanding and utilizing universal energy or source for understanding our dual nature as spiritual beings having a physical life, and how knowing the uniqueness of this being helps us deal with the challenges of the physical world and its ego-based reality, so we may create our best life using energy healing techniques, intuition, meditation, and many practices that help us remember our true divinity. In today's episode of Healing From Within, Tom Palladino will share how he was inspired by various scientists, including Hieronymus, Morey, Priori, and especially Nikola Tesla, as to the existence of an energy that is not of the electromagnetic spectrum. He will describe scalar energy and the techniques using scalar energy that will transmute pathogens quickly and painlessly. You know, Tom, I always love to begin each show by asking my guests to think back to childhood and to remember a person, place, or event, or a value or interest that they had that may have made a remarkable imprint and led them to the work and lifestyle they live now. Because I think the imprint for the adult is already there at the time we enter this world, our destiny, our life plan. So think back for a minute to when you were a child.
Sure. That's an excellent question. Thank you. Obviously, I had many influences. First and foremost, God, the Creator. I had wonderful parents. I was inspired by scientists such as Nikola Tesla. I had wonderful teachers in school. So anytime I look back at my academic career, my scientific career, or for that matter, anything that I've done in life, there are influences out there. There are people who've had a significant impact on my life. There are many incidences in my life that were shape-forming, if you will. I would say in reference specifically to scalar energy, it was Nikola Tesla, the great scientist Nikola Tesla, who really motivated me as an adolescent. And I really started to devour everything I could read about Nikola Tesla. So if there's any one person that served to galvanize my interest in scalar energy was Nikola Tesla.
Well, tell us about him. Tell us what he opened you up to, what his work was about, and what scalar energy is about.
Tesla has given us our modern day age, and I think many people now start to resonate with his name and understand what he has accomplished. Tesla essentially gave us the electrical age. And his inventions, his theory, his work, really eclipses that of Westinghouse or Edison, as far as I'm concerned. So our modern-day world is really responsible in many ways for the work and the effort of Nikola Tesla. Tesla really essentially gave the world AC electricity. Many of our household appliances, our grid system today, really calls to mind the work of Tesla and a few other men. But Tesla predominantly has given us our modern-day age. Well, I have discovered that Tesla not only gave us AC electricity, but he is also to be considered the founding father, if you will, of scalar energy. Now, scalar energy is not electricity. Scalar energy might be termed zero-potent energy or chi or prana. So Tesla has the dual distinction of being a phenomenal electrical engineer as well as the pioneer, the founding father of scalar energy. And as we explore scalar energy in this talk, you'll see just how important scalar energy is, and that one day, probably soon, scalar energy will be used in substitution for electricity.
Oh, my. That will be quite something. Now, I was thinking scalar energy might be also considered universal energy, the life force that runs through us, the energy that's all around us. And as a Reiki practitioner, I channel that energy to people to help them to connect or reconnect to their soul being, their energetic imprint, because we're both that and the physical world that we're manifesting. So would scalar energy be considered universal energy, the divine source?
Precisely. Okay. Precisely. You hit the nail on the head. Scalar energy is the energy of the cosmos. All
yes.
of the stars produce, thank you, emanate scalar energy. It is the divine energy. It is source energy. Some people might want to call it life force or orgone energy. All of that is true and accurate. So this is really the predominant, the initial energy of the universe, which is scalar energy. That is, the electromagnetic spectrum is a derivative of scalar energy. So the initial energy of the universe is scalar energy.
Mm-hmm. And without it, there would be no life as we know it. Because at the time
That's
of
correct.
Birth, that energy enters. It's all around us. It's our life force. It helps us to be healthy and to fight disease. And when we do face a challenge, which could be an emotional, spiritual, or physical challenge, it is this energy, if we can find people who work with it, that it can help realign us and recorrect our balance or our initial divinity that we were born with to be healthy. So that's very interesting. Does it work on emotional ailments too? Now, we know it works on physical or, you know, maybe spiritual concerns, because that's the chakra system that we're dealing with, which are the invisible wheels of light that spin around us. And when they're damaged, then we can run into trouble and have a physical ailment. So we want to keep the energy system, as much as our biological system, healthy. And many people don't focus on this. They focus just on the body. And we're much, much more than the body.
Yes, thank you. Bravo. And I agree. I do have a chakra balancing component to my treatments. And why, as you put it so appropriately, we have seven vortices or seven points of scalar light. And a chakra balancing serves to reprogram or to enhance that spinning, those vortices of scalar energy. So this is what I discovered with a scalar energy instrument. It immediately has an impact on our seven chakras. Just by virtue of the fact that you're being treated with a high-powered scalar energy instrument, it will serve to download scalar energy instructions into those seven chakras or those seven meridians. And the upshot, the result is many people experience a sense of calm or tranquility. Many people experience some type of reprogramming of their thoughts, of their emotions. It actually serves to correct the conscience, I believe. It will help people make a better judgment out of their affairs. So scalar energy is obviously much more than just producing a salubrious effect upon the body. It has a profound effect upon our psyche. I agree.
Yes, it does. Well, that's why as a Reiki practitioner, I always say to people, we're much more than the physical and much more than having medications or surgery to correct, because we want to work on all levels, our mind, our body, and our spirit, and be in balance and focus and attain the true potential of our spiritual and physical life. So, Tom, a few years ago, I interviewed Dr. Stephen Lewis. Are you aware of him? He worked with a system called the AIM program of energetic balancing. I did a show with him. He was a lovely, lovely man, and he recently passed. And I know, I read in his obituary that his father died very young. There were a lot of health problems in his family, and he made it until the age of 78, 20 years past his father. And he was using energy healing to help him with his challenges. So is scalar energy anything like what he did?
I believe so, although I'm not intimately informed of what the AIM project is doing. Nonetheless, we both rely upon energy. Why? Well, energy obviously is fundamental. And energy then has you can have control. Energy will afford somebody to have control, mastery over the thoughts, over psyche, over physical matter. That's what this is so important about. If people really understand that the fundament of the universe is energy. Matter is just the result. Well, that's what the AIM project is endeavored to do, and that's what I endeavor to do. Energy is fundamental.
And that's
why not work with this fundamental principle in life?
Yeah, and that's what I do with energy healing, too. It helps a person to release thoughts and traumas that are imprinted at the cellular level from years of misaligned information or traumatic experiences, and to release it and to let in, allow a soul connection to this universal energy or scalar energy so that we can create a new beginning and not be aligned to the old thoughts and behaviors and programming that hold us back from having the healthiest and most joyful life. So, yeah, I agree with you. We're working on all those levels. So tell us about some of the people and resources you consulted during your undergraduate years. I know you mentioned Moray Priory. We already talked about Tesla. And any other people? And do you use any tools? You were mentioning before that there might be tools that could help generate energy in the vortexes or chakras where they're weakened or damaged due to our lifestyle or due to our emotional experiences. So tell us something about that.
Sure, by all means. Yes, during my understudy, if you will, regarding scalar energy, I had the good fortune to meet a woman by the name of Sarah Hieronymus. Her husband, Galen Hieronymus, was, in my estimation, one of the greatest scalar energy researchers, an American. Hieronymus worked independently to that of Nikola Tesla, but both men, in many ways, were laying the groundwork, if you will, for scalar energy research. So Galen Hieronymus was one of these scientists that I really can resonate with in much of my work, as well as the instrumentation that I've developed now. The instrumentation is really a takeoff from what Galen Hieronymus achieved. And to put it in a pithy sentence, if you will, Galen Hieronymus developed functioning, sustainable scalar energy instruments. And to this day, I think Galen Hieronymus is one of the few scientists who's ever developed a true scalar energy power generator. And in many ways, once again, I had modeled my career off of that, of the work of Galen Hieronymus. The reason this is so difficult is that scalar energy is not electricity. So it's a different physics textbook. You might be an accomplished electrician, but that doesn't mean you understand scalar energy or that you can create, invent a scalar energy instrument. So in my career, and this is now dating back 25 years ago, I was fortunate enough to meet Sarah Hieronymus. I have studied and perfected what Galen Hieronymus essentially laid the groundwork for a good 60, 70 years ago.
All right. So let's go on to, let's give our listeners an idea of the treatment process and how the energy is administered for different situations. I mean, you have handled people with many different medical or emotional issues. And Is it a form of distant healing? Does the person have to be with you for you to do the work?
Yeah, that's a great question. It is distant healing, to answer your question. I work with people remotely, and all that I need is a photograph of a person. A photograph of a person allows me to identify that person and then broadcast scalar energy accordingly. So a photograph is, if you will, is a connection between that person and my instrument. Now, I've already addressed that scalar energy can balance the chakras. Well, that's one of the protocols that I administer. My scalar energy instrument can balance, reprogram the seven chakras of the body. And the upshot is a more tranquil, a more placid, if you will, approach to life. People are actually able to overcome depression. And many people, if you will, after under this program for a month or two, say that they're able to come to grips with some emotional trauma. It doesn't erase the trauma, but it does indeed put matters into perspective. That's what scalar energy does. It's a download of light. It's a download of truth. It's a download of intelligence. And it puts life in proper perspective. We're always in the truth. We're always in the light.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I also do distant healing, and it's a very hard concept for many people to get. I had a call on New Year's Eve a couple of years ago, and this young girl, 19, had had a massive bleed in her brain, and the family was preparing for the worst. And I went into meditation and did distant healing, and I started to cry because I could feel how bad it was. And as I channeled the energy, I also asked whatever this soul needed, that if she could recover and have a good life, then that would be wonderful. If she had to be beyond this life for her soul journey, whatever was needed. And the girl did recover. I sent her energy for a week, and she had a long, challenging recovery, but she did recover. And people find it very hard to understand how that works. So I know you're doing it with the picture. I did it with the name and the love of all these people around her, and asked by one of my relatives to do it. So we just have to say that it's universally channeled divine energy, intelligent, and working for each of us for what our soul journey is all about. It will not cure someone who needs that energy or that situation in order to develop and to go through this life. Some things people do have to hold on to for whatever reason. They can be given healing, and they cannot respond because they choose not to, their soul chooses not to, or it's not their destiny to go beyond what they're dealing with. So it's a complicated area there. Tom, have you studied any other healing modalities? Are you aware of any other healing modalities that work with energy?
Well, I am, and one of them is obvious. It's prayer. We cannot overstep this, and it's obvious. Prayer is healing. Why?
Yes. Yes.
Frankly, prayer is a broadcast of scalar energy.
Yes.
When you finally understand what the universal life force is, this universal logos of the universe, it's the mind of God. It's the grace of God. And how does prayer heal? Well, it's actually a broadcast of energy. Every time you pray, you're broadcasting scalar energy. So prayer is a function of scalar energy. And this is why many people, by either praying or they can lay hands upon you and heal you,
yes.
All of that is a manifestation of scalar energy. Now we finally understand really the undercurrent here. What really is this all about? It's really, the fundament is energy, and in specific, scalar energy. That is the operative, that is the acting principle behind all of this.
Well, I'm very glad to be hearing the word scalar energy. Before this, I always thought of the Reiki energy as universal, divine, source, God. It has many names, and I have become aware, and I'm very grateful to be aware, of the many energy healing modalities, because I've interviewed many, many people. There is, of course, a healing touch, Reiki, reflexology, craniosacral, chakra tuning, acupuncture, quantum touch, the Seraphim Blueprint, angelic healing, massage, Rolfing, polarity, Traeger, Feldenkrais, deep tissue work, and chiropractic adjustments, and so on and so on. But they all deal with the same source. And people like to think that, you know, there's only one way to God. But of course we know, however we get there, will be the right way for the soul. So I wrote in my book, The Living Spirit, in trying to help people know the value of alternative healing methods, I wrote, there are several types of energy healing. Some, like Reiki and acupuncture, have been around for thousands of years. Others have been developed more recently. Their methods may differ, as well as certain aspects of their ideology, but they all operate on one basic premise. There is more to us than our physical bodies. Energy sessions focus instead on the life force, or chi, or ki, or prana, that flows within all living things, the goal being to release, dissolve, or transmute negative feelings that block this force and cause imbalance and illness to the body. All of these methods have benefits that range from improving or healing the physical body to clearing past painful memories and negative thought patterns. So it's clear for our listeners that this is science, this is spirituality, this is religion, and this is an awareness of the creative force of the cosmos and the divine that we are part of. The energy is within us, and we are within the energy, so to put it. Now, let's go on to tell about several conditions that have been helped by your work, Scalar Energy, and a few of the results that you achieved. Any of the people or special cases that you remember?
Sure. Let's move into the physical realm, and people will love this. Scalar energy allows me to break apart, disassemble germs, pathogens. For instance, scalar energy will allow me to easily break down the molecular bonds that hold together herpes. So what am I saying? The process that I have developed allows me to disassemble, to break apart the herpes virus, as well as other types of pathogens. Well, imagine what that means to mankind. We're able to eradicate disease. Why? By removing the causative agent, by breaking down a virus or a bacterium, etc. So this is going to open the door, and people will eventually realize that scalar energy is the way to control germs. It's the way to literally break down the molecular bonds of any germ, of any pathogen. Ultimately, this will be considered to be the cure for pathogenic infection. That's one of the things we can do with scalar energy. Thousands upon thousands of applications.
Yes, Tom, then eventually all physicians and nurse practitioners and people in the medical field should be trained and exposed to this to help them with Eastern and Western medicine, because you can't do it alone. You need the full, that has been my intention on this show, to show people how the possibilities are so immense, and we limit ourselves and tie ourselves to the smallness of book learning and thinking there's only one approach to healing or helping people deal with tragedies or with illnesses, and that's not so. The field of opening our minds and our consciousness and hearts to spirit, to God, to prayer, to understanding that we're more than this body is actually the way forward. It's been there in the past, but we've sort of lost our way because with technology and thinking we're in a modern world, the simple things of the past still resonate and work well with our human and our divine needs. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, and well put. And that's the whole point. This now all has to become integrated. There are many ways to heal the soul, mind, and body, and all of them are of merit. And we have to work as a coordinated team now. We have to stop this division. We have to stop this infighting. It's foolish. It's not productive. So what we're trying to achieve by way of this talk today is to, yes, introduce scalar energy as another tool for healing. It's not the only tool.
Absolutely. And I thank you very much for that, because that has been my intention for the last, since I'm doing these radio shows, 6 years, to bring that thought that you just expressed to the public. I am so happy you joined us today. So let me say, in order to find out more information about scalar energy as researched and developed by Tom Palladino, and knowing that we are spiritual beings having a physical life, always learning, creating, and discovering new possibilities with an open mind, it will be more possible to find a way to healing and relief. For more information on Tom's work, go to selfhealgo.com. In summarizing today's episode of Healing From Within, we have discussed a healing modality called scalar energy, which has been researched and developed by Tom Palladino and has helped many of the people who have either sought him out or been guided to him. As I believe, there are many people or practitioners, as we mentioned earlier in the show, working with universal source and healing energy in many different modalities, but all these techniques and methods channel the very same divine healing energies from God. People are always directed to the right method and person who might be best suited for their spiritual journey, their awakening process, and their alignment to their soul needs. In actuality and truth, we are all part of this continuous flow of life expansion and creation, and as the divine is within you and you are within the divine, the way to inner peace and health and wisdom is in recognizing this unique connection and allowing healing on all levels, the mind, body, and spirit, and to manifest with a humorous heart and acceptance of any challenge as the way past old restrictions and patterns, and to create new thoughts and ways to positively improve the world around you. Tom and I would ask that you maintain an air of trust and hope and faith and love for yourself and for others and for life, and look for the silver lining that truly shines and is waiting to be discovered by you. I am Cheryl Glick, host of Healing From Within, and invite you to visit my website, CherylGlick.com, to introduce you to the many healers, visionaries, scientists, spiritualists, educators, mediums, and leaders in the metaphysical field, seeking to discover once again the mysteries that are known within each of us, but merely need to be reawakened and remembered so we can appreciate both the divine and physical aspects of our lives. Shows may also be heard on webtalkradio.net and dreamvision7radio.com. Thank you.